T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. So, Dom Giordano show. My guess is Democrats are getting more traction this time around on the $15 an hour minimum wage. And one of the helps, one of the things they point to, well, looky here. Costco now, I think it's $16 an hour. They just went to. Amazon's been 15 for a while. Corporate America, what's their game? Why are they doing that? They did not used to be on that side. All right, Guy Shiraki, Chester County Chamber of Commerce, is with us. He's got a part of an op-ed in the Inquirer on this and a bunch of other things, too, he's been writing about and thinking about here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Guy, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Guy, my sense is that Democrats perceptually have moved the ball forward on this, and that's pretty troubling. What do you think?
Well, I think we have to keep in mind that a few things. One is what they're asking for is to more than double the current minimum wage. That would be almost impossible to absorb even in a wonderful economy. What we have to remember is most of the economy is still in a recession, and for people in the hospitality industry, they're in what is almost a depression. And when you raise the minimum wage, it disproportionately impacts people in those industries, in the hospitality industry, in the retail industry. Mm-hmm. So the last thing these people need, the last thing your local pizza parlor needs, the last thing your caterer needs, the last thing small business needs is to be told that they have to double their payroll. It's insane to me. It's the wrong idea at the wrong time. And look, Democrat, Republican, left, right, the Congressional Budget Office, which is pretty much a straight shooter and non-ideological, the Congressional Budget Office says that if you raise the minimum wage to $15, for every person you may lift out of poverty, 1.2 people will lose their jobs. This would harm the economy and harm families. It's a misguided idea, and it's being
well. Look, I'm in agreement. I'm asking you, though. That's the logical side, right? We win battles, too, and you're very skilled at this on the emotional. And I'm telling you, emotionally, my sense is the pandemic or something has helped them. You're right. That's the headline. The number of people lifted out of poverty has been emphasized over how crushing this would be, and I think complicit in it are the big guys who now think their game is they might be able to absorb it. Costco yesterday did this, and they'll crush small business who can't absorb this.
No doubt about it. It's why chambers or business leaders, civic leaders, thoughtful people have to push back and explain it. Look, Americans are a compassionate people. We're empathetic. We care about our neighbor, despite what some may say. We care about our neighbor. We care about our community. So that's why I wanted to write the column, is to explain that the truly compassionate, the truly thoughtful, the truly empathetic thing is to not double the minimum wage, because you'll hurt the very people you want to. So I understand the political reality. It's why I wanted to write the column and why we had to speak out. And look, like all of these issues, whether it's minimum wage or taxes or overregulation, as we always say, there's nothing stopping any business from doubling their payroll tomorrow. There's nothing stopping your neighbor. Mm-hmm. If your neighbor thinks the income tax should be 90%, he or she can can send a check off. We're talking about what happens in real life to real people, and that's why we had to speak out.
Now, out where you are in Chester County, we've been drilling down. Unfortunately, we couldn't get on the head of public health there for Chester and Delco. We did have on our friend over in Bucks County, Guy, and we could tell with the Bucks County director, David Damsker, Dr. Damsker, who was an outlier out there saying, you can go back to school, keep the adults 6 feet away from the kids. Keep the kids, though, only 3 feet away is all that you need to do. It's all about the other mitigation things, masking, et cetera. Not so much this 6 foot thing. When she said that this week, though, the only outlier now is Montgomery County. What's happening? Do you think the schools will be opening up where you are in Chester County?
I think that the majority of the schools will open up in March. Again, as you've pointed out and others have, let's remember that most of the Catholic schools and the private schools, the independent schools and some churches have largely been open since the fall. And this debate, where we've been since last March, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary, we were told to follow the science and look at the data. We now know it is crystal clear that the schools can open following safety measures, and we have to open the schools. It's not only, it is about the students' academics. It is about the students' mental health, their physical health, and yes, it is about the economy. We need the kids to go back to school so the parents can work.
That's right.
To the extent they need to at home or not. We were told 9 months, 10 months, 12 months ago, follow the science, follow the data. The science and the data say that you can reopen schools safely. The Catholic schools and others have been open. We know how to do it. It's time to do it.
Well, our podcast this week, Reading, Writing, and Reason, which will be up this afternoon, Guy, at 1210WPHT.com, and you'll hear it on the station over the weekend. We had an extensive interview with the head of the Archdiocese Elementary Education. And just one tidbit, because I was unaware of this, of what they did, and they have remained open. It's been excellent. They actually concocted something called Shields on Wheels. And the teacher has a shield, but can wheel up to overlook math or writing or whatever of the mm-hmm. student. And, you know, they spent, I think it was $400,000 in total for some of the improvements around us and all. But the public schools have millions. It's the will. It's the creativity. It's the discipline. And it's the parents wanting to do it. This interview drills down of exactly how much success they've had. So I'm hoping where you are, Delaware County and Bucks County, that we see in March. If we don't, these schools are outliers. It's just an issue of the teachers' unions.
Look, again, we're not Americans are not only empathetic, we're smart, we're creative. We put our minds to something. We have figured out ways to get people onto airplanes. We have figured out ways to get people back to shopping. We have given safety standards from the CDC and others. They know how to do it. It's about will. And as we are on the cusp of 1 year, it is about the children's academics and their mental and physical health. You know, a lot of us raised this 9 months ago, and now hopefully it has moved into the mainstream and is the majority of mindset. Closing these children off from their student or fellow students, closing them off from the schools, closing them off from their teachers, their academics are falling behind, their mental health is falling behind, and the data shows that most children are less susceptible to get the virus, most children are mm-hmm. less likely to transmit the virus, and yes, the economy will improve when mom and dad or grandma, whoever's raising these kids, can work more freely and go back to normalcy. It is a win-win. We know how to do it safely, and I commend the Chester County Health Department for using reason and data and common sense and recognizing it's time to move forward.
Parting area for you, and I think on this one, perceptually, we're winning. You also have written and thought a lot about student loan debt. If I had to peg it now, I'm hopeful, given the signs, that Biden's not going to go for $50,000 or anything like that. He gets it. Somebody got to him and told him a lot of this money goes toward advanced degrees, goes to people that are middle up. It is a slap in the face that those that are doing the right thing or already have paid off their college debt. And people, perceptually, even the media, a bit, Guy, I think, is making it apparent. that's out there. So on that one, how do you see it playing at this point?
Yeah, it's an important issue because it continues to be brought up, and this is no longer just an idea that Bernie Sanders or AOC threw out there. As recently as last week, Senator Schumer, who is now the majority leader of the Senate, said it was a priority of Senate Democrats in Washington. That's why I did a column. It's in Broad and Liberty. I'd encourage people to look at Broad and Liberty, not only for my column, but other ones. Look, the reality is this is a bad idea. In every conceivable way. There's $1.7 trillion with a T, and that used to be a lot of money, $1.7 trillion in student debt that people took out freely. They chose the college they wanted to go to. They chose to get loans. They chose to acquire debt. Lots of other people didn't go to college. Lots of other people went to less expensive colleges. To wipe away the debt doesn't mean it disappears. It means the federal debt increases, and you and I and the mechanic next door and the retiree down the road all suddenly take on that debt. So I hope that you're right, that people are understanding. You just can't make this debt disappear. You transfer it to everyone else. You transfer it to people who worked hard to pay off their debt. You transfer it to people who sacrificed. It's another feel-good idea. I mean, the problem, look, all the things we talked about, Dom, today, and many things you've spoken about on your show today, it's this idea that the way to improve America is to engage in wealth transfers. You tax people higher, that fixes it. You order small businesses to double their wages and things get better. You wipe away people's debt and things get better. It's this idea of wealth transfer. We need to get back to the idea of reopening business, reopening schools, and letting people work and be the best that they can be and empower people. Stop focusing on wealth transfer. Stop working in artificial reality and bring it back to real world. Most people want to go out and work and be part of their own destiny. And all this other stuff about wealth transfers is based on a false premise and ultimately doesn't help the very people they're supposed to.
Thank you, Guy, very, very much. Where do we find you at the Chester County Chamber? Where do people go?
You can find us on all our social media if they look up at Chesco Chamber. And I encourage them to do us and help us raise these issues and talk to policymakers. At Chesco Chamber, you can find us, and we would welcome your help.
Thank you, Guy. Have a nice weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.